Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No real segue to David Lightman in McClatchy, D.C. It's Friday. We're a little punchy, and we got some serious stuff to talk about, so I'll be serious. David, good morning. How are you?
I don't have a transition from that, but I'll do my best. Yeah.
Sometimes there are no segues. You just stop and drop and roll and move on. We have some serious stuff to talk about. You know, I've been thinking about this delay, and this is like these matters are incredibly important. So I am not making light of what's potentially at stake here, whether it's taking away the nuclear capabilities, using bunker buster bombs, or not doing it, and then Israel continuing. I don't know what's going to happen, but the 2-week thing feels like the put the tariffs on, put the pause on. I don't know if the sort of, I don't know if it's the bluff or call the bluff. It seems like internationally, countries are more willing to sort of call the president on things than they are domestically. But what is your sense of how this might play out?
Yeah, like you, I mean, I'd be speculating. There's 1,000 different variables here. Start with a 2-week delay. As you say, we've heard this before with tariffs, with other things. I mean, depending on your point of view, I mean, at least the president didn't just strike quickly as people thought he might do. You know, they thought he'd come out of one of these Situation Room meetings and just issue the order and bam, that's that. But he didn't. And actually, at the Capitol, where I spent most of the week, people were actually happy about that. You know, let's pause, let's see what's what, let's not, you know, consider the alternatives. I remember back when they were considering whether to go into Iraq, and there were hearings and before the war began, and one of the great questions that kept getting raised, I remember Senator Dodd kept raising this, is what's the end game? What happens after we invade? What happens 5 years down the road? And at the time, nobody really had a good answer, but they were so worried about another 9/11 style attack that you know the rest. But you're getting that this time. What's the end game here? What's the aftermath? What happens in August and September?
Yeah.
I think what you might get at the Capitol next week, Senator Kaine of Virginia is talking about some kind of vote on whether to authorize the president to do this. Now, just how binding it would be, scholars have been debating that one for a million years. But the point is, there's thoughtfulness out here. They're weighing the decision, and that's to be commended, I think.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we talked to Joe Courtney earlier this morning, and I listened to Senator Kaine, and I listened to him because it wasn't stunning, but I was kind of really riveted by what he said. He said, like, this really would be an act of war. They should go through us. And then he was asked, well, what if he didn't? And they'd be like, well, we really can't do anything about it if he didn't.
That's right. So, yeah. I mean, we've seen that before. If you recall, go back to 1983. When we woke up and found out that we had invaded Grenada. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember.
Right, and it was on, I think it was on a Friday or Saturday or whatever it was, And what? And, you know, we went in there, this so-called war took a few hours, and we rescued the medical students, and that was that. And I remember Congress came back Monday, like, okay, let's authorize him to do it. But he did it, right? And it was popular. Iraq, Bush did ask for authorization. Afghanistan, they asked for authorization. So I think Congress will get involved. If for no other reason, Republicans are divided on this. Trump doesn't go into this with a political army him necessarily.
I mean, listen, he ran a lot of, you know, anti-war, stop the endless war. A lot of Republican or, you know, right-leaning or the MAGA sphere were one of the fundamental principles was don't get into endless wars.
Right, exactly. And he knows that. And he's not comfortable with that. He's not comfortable with any of this. And this is not his area of expertise. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch what the Senate particularly does next week. Yeah. The House, a little different, but stay tuned.
We're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C. here on Brian and Company, as we like to do when he's not in the south of France, on Fridays at 8:50 here on Brian and Company. The big, beautiful bill, I was kind of bummed I didn't get more chance to talk. Our Courtney segment was really tight, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about the bill. Now, the July 4th deadline, that feels like, I mean, that's 2 weeks away, David.
Yeah, right. And they're supposed to go out on a recess next Friday, which we'll see if that happens. I doubt it. But, yeah, well, it is moving along. They have the bill. It's right now going through the parliamentarian, and I'll get into all that, but the parliamentarian has to rule on what's germane there or not. They're hoping to get it on the Senate floor Tuesday or Wednesday. Then you start with all the procedural hurdles, which would probably take it through next weekend. In theory, you could get that thing out of here by next a week from Monday or Tuesday. So it's doable, but the problem is that they have 51 votes, and it's hard to gauge. You know, I mean, people will posture, people will offer their views, but most of them know that to get anything done, you have to take 80% of what you want. So we've seen that over and over again, particularly this last year or two. I mean, look, this thing passed, what, 215 to 214 in the House. So, you know, you got to cut through the rhetoric and try to figure out what's really going on. I wouldn't rule it out by the 4th of July. I wouldn't put bets on it, but right now it's moving.
So in terms of the Senate, I'm not read in enough as much as I should be.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is it as is, or are there changes?
There are changes. It cuts more from Medicaid than the House did on state and local tax deductions, which are a big deal in Connecticut. You know, the cap is $10,000. It's been there ever since 2017. That is how much you could deduct from your federal income tax. House raised it to $40,000 after heat from New York, New Jersey, other high tax states. Senate's not going to go along with that. and the House people say you don't go along with it, then we're not going to vote for this. So that's a huge sticking point. There are other things out there. Conservatives worry about the debt, as everybody should worry about the debt. And the question is, will they vote for a bill that will jack up the debt by, what, $2.4 trillion over 10 years? At least two of them say, no, we're not going to do it. That means if they lose two more, forget it, because no Democrat's going to vote for this thing.
We're talking with David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C. Anything you're working on that we haven't been able to touch on, or McClatchyDC.com?
A lot of interest, particularly our California papers, about the National Guard in Los Angeles. The appeals court last night said Trump had the right to call out the Guard despite the governor's objections. The question is, will he be doing this in other cities as demonstrations pop up? That's a very interesting development. Can a president overrule a governor and just call out the military? Should he even call out the military in cases like this?
Now, historically, a governor would ask for the National Guard or ask for federal help. And, you know, for me, I don't think they needed 4,000. I don't know that they needed two, but they definitely didn't need the Marines. The Marine thing is what really kind of made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And again, the question is, you know, you call out the military to quell a domestic disturbance. I mean, boy, what kind of precedent are you setting there? So there's going to be a lot more debate and a lot more court rulings on this. That's a big deal.
Yeah. David, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and hopefully we'll talk again next week.
And I will look forward to it as always.
All right. Thanks, Dave. David Lightman, McClatchy, D.C., joining us here on Brian & Company.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.